At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started, to answer one important question: how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Start your football season on the right foot. Subscribe to VSiN Pro. Full access to everything we do. The daily picks at a glance recap. That's the top plays made by every VSiN host and guest. Season prep, the pro tools with the exclusive betting splits and the pro tips updated every hour. Sign up for the discounted football special. Get VSiN Pro access. Everything we do through the Super Bowl for $175. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, it turned into a dramatic contest last night down the stretch, but the Cowboys prevailed 23-16 over the New York Giants. That was a good second half of football. And now they're 2-1. The Giants are also 2-1. They were aiming for 3-0 last night. Both these teams now in week four are at least 3-point favorites at home. The Cowboys are laying 3 to the Commanders. The Giants are now, they're up a tick to 3.5 against the Bears. But you like the under 39.5. All of us, it looked like that no touchdown for the entire game at least 100-1. It was live until the middle of the third quarter.
Yes, it was. Lamb drops the touchdown early. He also had some controversy with the officials. I cannot believe the OPI call on Shepard, but it could be a makeup call for missing the one on Dallas.
Oh, that
on the
was
Giants,
so who would have bad.
Gave the Cowboys first and goal at the one as well. So this is just staggering that Danny Dimes is now 0-9 in prime time. And the Cowboys are 10-1 last 11 against the Giants. Beat them 10-11. Yeah. Ridiculous.
What do you make of Danny Dimes?
You got to move on. But last night wasn't his fault. Between the offensive line running for his life and these guys cannot help him out, the receivers dropping everything.
It's going to look
Galladay, major disappointment.
Ugh.
You don't run your mouth also in New York and say I should be playing more. Then you come out and you drop the ball. Shepard gets hurt. Terrible injury. Unfortunate there. But it's just between that and also the play calling, as you said, that I like what you said earlier. There will be a quarterback change. Not so much of Danny not getting it done, but they're going to get him killed out
there.
Well,
he's going to, I mean, he took
he's looking to run too much.
Yeah, 6 sacks again last night. He was sacked 8 times in the previous 2 games. So you do the math on that. And when they run him on purpose, he's still taking big shots then. And like none of those sacks are like, just like very, that was like, he went down like a feather, right? On a bed. He's getting clobbered.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the most quarterback hits or quarterback pressures on any quarterback in the entire league. Second most since all of last year and the most pressures since 2017 for a Giants quarterback. So that offensive line was a rotating door last night. Evan Neal, the poor rookie, had no chance against Lawrence or Parsons out there, and they didn't decide to help him out by chipping one of the defenders until like the third quarter started. So he's going to get banged. Once his career is done in New York, which is going to be after this year, he's probably going to be a career backup. And he'll be a good backup, right? Like this guy could be a serviceable backup in the league. On the flip side, you know, we all owe an apology to Jerry Jones, but he got lucky here because they didn't even know what, they didn't address the backup quarterback spot behind Dak Prescott. So, and no other team, by the way, no other team wanted Cooper Rush. Any other team could have plucked him off the practice squad. And so Cowboys did it. And this guy looks good. This guy looks like he actually could be a starter someday. So those are my takeaways from last night. And that handicap, not every game goes like that. If you listen to the show yesterday, pretty much everything that we said came in. And I wish every game in the NFL was like that. I mean, the amount of field goal attempts that we had, had three made field goals in the first half, could have had five. The over sacks came in no problem. The Pollard rushing props or the overall effectiveness that he had last night came in. The no touchdown in the first half. It was a thing of beauty to watch. I love the 6-6 first half score.
Mm-hmm. Rush is okay, but I like what Moore's doing with him because he has weapons and then lean on Pollard in the running game and you have Lamb, and Lamb didn't help him out dropping the touchdown. But you don't have to. I don't ask him to do much. He doesn't have to because the defense is playing so well. Score 20 points, we might win the game. And that's what happens the last 2 weeks. And they're able to save the season here if they are able to also beat Washington. And, my God, go 3-0 without Dak. That would be something. Well, I don't think they're that good. But certainly if they can get this offense humming and if the defense can keep this up, what a job by Quinn, what they're doing defensively and just putting the ferocious pass rush on these guys too. And they have playmakers, and they put it up there. They did a great job about hit and miss with Diggs. But he's right there with that pick six. So if they start taking it away like they did last year, could be a playoff team. But a big one Sunday, all right, go out and beat Washington now. They're a mess. And then you get Dak back, although the schedule gets difficult. And I will point out the Eagles are favored in every game the rest of the season.
I believe they're the only team remaining favored in every single game. Uh-huh. Are the Cowboys too short this week? I mean, this has Carson Wentz special written all over it.
I mean, he got sacked 9 times Sunday.
Yeah.
What could Dallas do to him?
I mean, I really think that what we saw last night could continue against that offensive line and to Wentz. And you know what Wentz is going to do if he's feeling the pressure. I mean, we have some high school Mickey Mouse INTs coming. That's where the takeaways could turn into like, hey, they're going to house it. You know what? Defensive touchdown in that game I could see happening.
Okay. The other one, you got to give McCarthy credit. I mean, that's... Yeah. To me, some people don't think it's gutsy, but I think a lot of coaches would punt in that situation. It's 13-13 with 10 minutes left, and it's 4th-and-4 at the Giants 41. He goes for it. They get it. It leads to the touchdown. It's why they won the game. Dan Campbell punted.
Yep.
Got him beat.
I wholeheartedly concur with that.
Tried the field goal, rather. But that's but a lot of coaches punt in that situation. But that was a great job being aggressive and going for it and why they won. And if you're the Giants, you shouldn't be 2-1. You're not that good, but they have to get this offense fixed. But you need in and out with the Shepherd injury. It's a big blow. But you got to lean on Barkley. I mean, the year he's having and what he's doing, rushing and receiving, he's got to get 20, 25 touches.
Hey, he's got to be the focal point of that offense. I don't care. More screen passes going his way. Like his, I don't want to say this out loud, but his receiving yards prop should be in that 35.5 territory. It was too low again last night. It went over in the first half. They need to use him as like the number one receiver on the team almost.
Yeah.
Along with running the ball. You saw that explosive touchdown run that he had. The guy legitimately looks like through 3 weeks the best running back in football. Can't believe I'm saying it. I'm very happy to be saying that though for him. So now an early look here at Survivor picks for this upcoming week. You have 3 entries left here in Circa. I'll just throw games. You can quickly say yes or no because I know we're going to eventually get to the game that you like. Eagles at home to the Jags. Any interest there in that game?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
I think, yes, I think you have to. The other thing that helps you here is the Eagles have been used by a lot of people. Philadelphia was used week one against Detroit, and they were used by like 200 people last week, too.
Yeah.
So I just, to me, it's I'm not worried about Thanksgiving. It's not getting to Thanksgiving. I don't think it's getting to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We're down to 1,500 people. Again, 27 teams are 1-2 or 2-1. Just survive and move on. Definitely with the Packers. Now, a lot of people have used Green Bay already. But to me, they're not losing to the Patriots at home.
It looked bad.
I only have one. I've already used them in one, but I'm going to use the Packers again.
You can use them on the other two?
On one of them, yeah.
That's your thought? Okay, at least one of them? Okay.
Right. It goes back to... I'll let you throw. Go ahead.
But go ahead.
I feel fine. If Brian Hoyer, who has lost 11 games in a row, beats me on the road, okay.
So be it.
What am I going to do? So be it.
You know what?
I don't want to sit here and be like, what was I thinking? How do you go with the Raiders? They don't have a win. How do you go with the Steelers? I mean, that's...
Yeah, Paul, if you take the Packers this week and survive and you lose, you can't even be pissed off for 1 second. You can't.
That's how it goes.
You have to be totally fine with that. Here's longtime special teams player and captain on the Patriots, Matthew Slater, talking about the Mac Jones injury.
I hope we don't have to find that out, but I do believe that we'll respond the right way. I mean, look, we're very early on in our season here, and if we don't handle it the right way, this thing can spiral away from us. Needless to say, you know, you lose a player at that position of that caliber. It is challenging, but, you know, we have confidence in all the quarterbacks on our roster. That's part of being a professional. It's obviously all of our – I think if you ask anyone, it's our least favorite part of the game is seeing guys get hurt and not being able to go out there and play the game that they love. So, you know, we'll just take things day by day and see how it goes this week.
It's
a killer. It's a killer because the schedule is becoming manageable up here, right? Lions at home, Cleveland, Bears, Jets. They were going to win some games here. And now, I don't know, the drop-off between him and Hoyer, it's significant. So I don't think the Packers have any problem Sunday. But the other thing, it was so encouraging how well the offense played. Yes, they had four turnovers. They could have won that game, but they looked good offensively.
Oh, they were in that game.
Yes, they Parker was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it was like they had some momentum going here, and they finally looked good on offense. And then this injury happens, and he's going to miss multiple games, according to reports.
Would you be okay? Are you considering the Lions on a survivor pick as they are hosting the Seahawks?
I have no problem with that either. Absolutely. How many times are you going to have the chance to use the Lions? I'm not bothered by the Swift injury. This Seattle defense could be historically bad. I don't have a problem with the Lions. Those are your big favorites.
I am going to flip it on you because I could not agree more with what you said about using the Packers. But if you do use the Lions and you lose, and that's how you go out in Survivor, especially here at Circa, boy, oh boy, come 2 o'clock on Sunday, 1:30 out here, aren't you going to be pissed off at yourself?
No.
You're going to be because okay. If they blow a game, you're going to be okay with using Dan Campbell.
Yep, because of this particular week, because there are 12 games where the point spread is 4 or fewer.
Prediction.
It's like, who else am I going to go? Well, I feel better about the Lions as opposed to a winless Raider team, a Pittsburgh team that can't stand the offensive coordinator and has quarterback issues, like a Chargers on the road, something like that. Absolutely.
So if you use the Lions in Survivor this week, and exactly what happens, like I just unfold, right? If they blow a 2-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter or the second half, I don't want to hear a peep out of you on Monday.
And you won't.
No?
No.
Is that a Paul Howard guarantee?
That's a guarantee.
Which is worth absolutely nothing, but...
Get out of here. Get out of here. Yeah. It's a hard week. That's what I said. That's why I thought I said my prediction was we'd be down 800 after week 4, because it's so hard. Remember, 20, and people are, I want to see how creative people are get, because 25 different teams were picked on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people got aggressive and went with the Browns on the Thursday night game. So
we will recap more of last night's betting action coming up next. And we'll tell you about an NBA coach who is telling us they are going to be terrible this year.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, how do you want to grade this? To me, it's easy. It opened 40.5 and closed 38.5 and fell 39, which is a bad landing spot for the books. But you have to grade it based on the opener, as far as I'm concerned. The only people that lost are the people that bet it last second. As a result of the final score, division game matchups this year, 15-3 to the under. That's something to keep an eye on.
Well, how about primetime games again?
That's another one, right. Barkley first touchdown, 4-1. Took a while. No touchdown first half, 20-1. At Bet Rivers, Dallas wins between 7 and 12, plus 350. First score of the game, Dallas field goal, plus 310. Also win some, the Braves, piece of cake, 8-0 against, they've won 15-16 in D.C. as the Nats drop their 100th game. How funky is that, right? On the road, 15-16.
It's funky, man.
Bizarre, absolutely. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos. Look at this tweet yesterday at the South Point. Pygow. The seven-card straight flush, $358,000. That is sexy. Look at all those chips. My God. Oh, what a feeling.
I like that tweet. Check out the poker face.
Yeah, right.
Robert.
Yeah. Good for him.
I had stoic. His,
yeah, everyone gathered around. Look at this. Look at the Playboy here. I mean, that is, thing gets up there. I don't think it ever gets that high. It must have been a long time before that hit.
Where do you power rate Pygow for your favorite table games?
That's up there.
Is it?
Especially if you just want to hang out, chill, and drink.
Okay.
A lot of pushes in that game because you got to beat the dealer on both hands. You got two up top and five down low. I like it. You sent this in. Dog doesn't like the smell of the baby.
Okay.
Coming in.
Watch this.
Takes a sniff. He's knocked down. He goes all the way back.
He's knocked out silly.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. What has he got there?
And the Oscar goes, too. That is great. Good for him. A-plus video. That is awesome. You get the double. He puts his head back, and then he falls all the way back. You get a double reaction there about how bad that is.
I'll tell you what, Paulie. When I get if you're sitting around and you're bored and you pull up TikTok, you better be careful because 3 hours can just go away like that. You're like, oh my God, I'm still on my phone looking at TikTok videos.
That's what Dustin said. Lose some. Danny Dimes, 0-9 on prime time. Jeff George lost 11 in a row. That I can believe.
Ooh.
But that's...
That should be a sign right there. That's it. We're not putting them on primetime anymore.
And the Giants have lost 10 of 11 to the Cowboys. A couple lose some tweets and videos. Look at this now. I guess he's okay. They said scratches? Miles Garrett flipped his Porsche? Look at the car! Look at this tweet. He is living right, a blessed man. Now, you see, I want to speculate. There's a gal in the car about what was going on. Who knows? But apparently tried to avoid an animal or something.
Well,
maybe he was hauling ass. I don't know. But look at the car, and apparently he's okay.
Oh, man. So they're saying non-life-threatening. I didn't know it was that bad. I mean, I know the car, obviously, but I didn't know people were thinking about how bad it could be. They're saying today non-life-threatening injuries, and evidently he swerved to avoid an animal on a wet road, and it overcorrected. And then that happened. Oh, man.
I've done that before. You overcorrect and then it's...
Well, you didn't flip seven times.
Well, I didn't flip.
Okay.
I didn't flip. You overcorrect and you lose control of the vehicle.
What happened?
It hit a wall. What happened? Yeah, no good.
Okay, yeah.
No good. How about this? We'll do more of this coming up. Yesterday was media day for the NBA. So they were talking to the Spurs and their win total here is 22.5 as teams are tanking to get the kid from France. Pop, I probably shouldn't say this. Nobody here should go to Vegas and bet on this team to win the championship. Yeah, absolutely, when you see the win total. 22.5. Oh, once proud organization, blown it all
up. Well, they're full-blown tanking for Wembanyama. Yeah.
So is Utah, sure. Bad beat. Jones over 190. Jones 199.5 passing yards. He finished with 196. I mean, four more yards? How many drops? Seriously,
how many drops
last night? Right. And bad for the books again, the landing spot. Opened 40.5, closed 38.5, fell 39, and then Dallas took money from 3-1. And they win the game outright. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake, up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com. this could be a wonky NBA season. You already have the issues in Boston with the new coach, and we'll see what happens with Udoka moving forward. But their total is 53.5, and they go to the finals, and they improve the team. Lakers are 44.5. Can AD stay healthy? What's that going to look like with Los Angeles? Is Westbrook around? And the Nets are 51.5. Yesterday, Kyrie said things are awkward. Here's Kevin Durant with the media on not being traded and staying put.
First, are you surprised you're still here?
No. I mean, I know I'm that good that you're just not going to give me away. So that's one thing I did appreciate about Sean and Joe is like, yeah, you're too great for us to give you away. Just that easy, that simple. So I get that. I know who I am.
Okay. Well, the other thing
is, wow. Yeah.
What?
No, it's just that is so strange.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I get his point, but.
Well, that's. Here's what I found out. This was a good tweet. They asked Nash about, you know, Durant wanted you fired, and now you're still coaching the team. Wasn't that long ago? Quote, Kevin and I go way back. Families go through things like this. This sounds like something Fredo said before going fishing. The Rob Perez tweet. Yeah. I mean, that's absolutely. It's like, he wanted you whacked. And Marks, well, they're not going to give me away. Yeah, but he went to the owner and said, well, I've tried everything else. I'm not coming back unless you fire these guys.
Are you ready and for then, the 9 months of Nets drama that we have coming up?
Oh, there will be, sure. I mean, yesterday was nuts. Put a 10 over this circus. How about Harden? How much weight did you lose? 100 pounds. You were 220 last year. You weren't that fat. I mean, Harden, they lost 100 pounds.
Oh, so he's 120 now? Okay,
they asked Embiid about... Yeah, well, how about last season? That was weird. You didn't have that one. You had what that one guy was going through. He's like, well, who are you talking about? You know, that one player, unnamed. He goes, I don't remember that. He said that too. And then how about this? So now you have the Sarver business. Now he's selling the team. Booker said, well, that's not the Sarver I know. Oh, well, okay. Well, but remember, Ayton wanted out in the worst way, and the Suns matched his deal that Indiana offered him. Here's Ayton yesterday at Media Day asked about that.
Congratulations on obviously getting the deal. Just maybe your thoughts that now that you got that. Maybe what was your initial reaction once the Suns matched the Pacers offer?
I was happy. It was all done, I guess.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. He didn't want to come back. He was ticked off at what happened last year. We know he didn't even play. It was benched in the Game 7 debacle against Dallas. Chris Paul was asked, did you guys learn anything from that? He said no. Oh, I don't like the looks of this.
You see their win total is the same as the Clippers' win total at some books, 52.5. This is a team that's been a machine now for a couple years in a row.
Yes.
Won, 60-plus last year?
Yeah.
52.5, same as the Clippers.
Well, if Kawhi's a full go, that's a good team. Yeah. That's a big if, though.
It's a huge if. If that entire team stays healthy, I mean, look at the odds to win the NBA championship.
Mm-hmm.
They're the favorite at some spots, which sounds ridiculous, but that's, you know, if everything goes their way, then they're as good as anybody, basically.
Yeah. I like what Philly did in the offseason.
Yeah, so do I.
I like their team, but this thing's wide open again.
You have any bets yet?
Just Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I did the Pistons playoff thing too.
Yeah, I have Cleveland.
Yep.
I have Pistons to make the playoffs. I have Evan Mobley 40-1 defensive player of the year, and JBT put me on Herb Jones defensive player of the year at 65-1.
Yep. I'll do some more digging in here. Still in football mode, but
I'm not ready for the NBA.
Oh God, no.
I want them to push the season. I've been saying this for 25 years. Push the season back to Christmas Day.
Oh, get
and,
lost.
And it turned into, it was so obvious, like, you know, during the pandemic and then the year after that. You can't start in early October.
What do you do with Boston? I mean, they went to the finals and improved the team. But now, who knows about this guy? Udoka was a good coach, and now they don't have him. I don't know.
All right, start your morning with VSiN's new podcast, VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Josh Applebaum gives you every piece of info you need to be ready for betting the day's biggest games in only 15 minutes. He discusses line movement, injuries, and what you need to be looking at before you make your bets. Make the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast part of your morning commute and your routine. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. I do like that Pop is being completely upfront and honest about the season with the Spurs.
Yeah, don't
bet on us this year.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be, what if they do, so if they tank better than any other team and they get the number one overall pick and they take this Wembanyama kid, is he going to coach till he's 85?
Yeah, I thought he would have stepped outside a long time ago.
Yeah, what's
especially
the plan
tie
here?
It in with Duncan and Parker and Ginobili.
For sure.
Yeah, right. They asked him. He goes, I love the paycheck. At least he's honest. Sure. Well, you have to take the Nets under. The East is stacked, and you don't know what Kyrie's going to do either.
I know.
And this Ben Simmons business. I mean, it's like you said with Watson. He didn't play in 2 years. I mean, that's the other thing. I don't know what I'm going to get out of Ben Simmons.
Yep. An early look at some potential Week 4 bets in the NFL with the great Adam Chernoff coming off of a 5-0 week last week. That's coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Week 4, kick off the football season. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Great primetime games coming up, and it's your go-to book for every line, boost, and house special. Lace it up for Week 4 with the Parlay Insurance and Touchdown Insurance. Offers every Sunday and all season long. Build a parlay of at least 4 legs. If it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday night. Get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app at BetRivers. It's a whole new game every Tuesday and Friday during the football season. Adam Chernoff, our guest from Covers.com. Great to talk to him and all the stuff. You look at the release shows that they do and also what he does at halftime. How about the Thursday game? Let's start there. Yeah, I don't love the spot for Miami, and it's a hard handicap as well. Because we talked about Friday with the injuries to Buffalo and what happened and just how Miami was thoroughly dominated from time of possession, yards, and plays and somehow won the game. And now Cincinnati, you think, would have the edge, and they're taking money here at home on the short week.
The Dolphins might need that touchdown insurance for themselves, for the defense specifically. They were on the field 90 plays. I think it's been talked about quite a bit at this point, but 90 plays they were on the field. More importantly, 41 minutes time of possession for Buffalo. There was a stat that showed the breakdown of the snaps on field plus the time of possession plus the non-overtime factor, one of those ESPN stats that was all weaved together. There's only one other team in NFL history that had faced what the Dolphins did defensively against the Bills on Sunday. But I think what really makes it worse is the heat factor. Yeah. So the temperature on field in Miami for that game was north of 100 degrees. So you add all that on-field stuff together, plus the heat factor, plus now 3 injuries within the secondary for Miami on the short week going against Cincinnati. That's why the Bengals are taking money. Where I think this handicap gets really interesting is the Bengals offense notably has struggled, but they sort of got things a little bit right against the Jets. But if the Bengals are taking money, I think there has to be some element of correlation to the over, despite the total coming down from 48 to 47. Because if you're betting the Bengals because you think the defensive fatigue is real for Miami, and the injuries in the secondary are going to hold up, I think that lends itself really well to the over, because what Miami has done offensively, they've really sort of played to what the scoreboard is. So when you look at their pass rates for games that are close, when they're leading or when they're trailing, the offense has actually been incredibly efficient overall, number one in the league. But when they're trailing, it just, the ceiling comes off and they go crazy. And so if you think the Bengals are going to have a lead, that probably means that we're going to see the Dolphins offense perform really well and be much more aggressive downfield than they are typically. So I don't know if I agree with this total coming down. It was 48 at open, now as low as 46 and a half some spots, but mostly 47. I kind of think those two elements are a little bit correlated here in this game.
Okay, so then what do you want to do with Miami's opponent from this previous week in the Buffalo Bills now going on the road for a second straight week? Taking on Baltimore, who, Adam, evidently don't play a lick of defense at all this year. Bills took some money yesterday going from 3 to 3.5, but this total now, most spots, 51.5 or maybe a 52 out there as well.
So there's been a back and forth. There was one professional group that got out and hammered the Bills yesterday morning, and some spots got as high as 4, and then there were other groups that came back the other way in 4, and they said that's too high. And so we kind of know where this point spread is locked in at this point. The Bills, I guess you could look at it very simply, last week on the road, closed 4.5 at Miami. They're now 3.5 at Baltimore. And so how are you comparing Baltimore to Miami overall? That's kind of the extent of this handicap. Yep. And how you want to look at it. Like you guys alluded to, the Bills dominated that box score, nearly 500 yards gained on offense. In the second half, they had four different drives inside the Miami 30. Those didn't result in any points. There was a lot of weird luck that went against them. And so there's rightfully so people looking at that game and saying, well, Buffalo deserved a lot better. What to me is maybe quietly being missed, and it's a hard thing to do, but I feel like Lamar always gets negativity despite his terrific play. If you look at a team's percentage of scoring and yardage gained by a player, and you compare Josh Allen to Lamar Jackson, I think most people would say Josh Allen, front runner for MVP, best player in the league at the moment. Lamar Jackson has accounted for 87% of the Ravens' yardage and points directly from plays that he's made. That's 3% higher than Josh Allen. Nobody's been better than Lamar through 3 weeks in the NFL. So it's right, the Ravens aren't playing a lick of defense, but their offense is looking extremely good. And you wonder, the Bills, did they get a little bit lucky from how that game played out? Because all the talk was about the injuries they have on defense. That secondary decimated with injuries, that's not getting better coming into this week. And they kind of lucked out maybe getting on the field for 90 plays. They really sort of avoided Miami being able to attack that defense because they held the ball for so long. But the Ravens are that ball control team. Maybe that's a little bit different this week. So this is a really interesting handicap. Point spreads locked in at 3.5. I don't think we're going to see much movement the rest of the week with these opposing sides. But I have to lean here to the home side. No bet on my part, but I don't agree with that first move on Buffalo.
What do you expect Sunday out of Hoyer and Belichick and Lambeau?
Another one of these interesting handicaps, right? Week 2, Green Bay closes 10.5 at home to Chicago. Now week 4, Green Bay is 10.5 at home to New England with Hoyer starting in place of Mac Jones. And so as a better watching this, you kind of have to go through and say, are the Patriots with Hoyer worse than the Bears in the current state that they were? I mean, it's, to me, a bit of a stretch to make that case. I think in almost every way you're leaning towards the Patriots being better than the Bears, even with Hoyer in that scenario. But I said it last week. I want to keep betting on Green Bay. I probably honestly won't get to laying 10.5 here, but the Packers are just a team I don't want to bet against. My reluctance here that's keeping me off betting Green Bay is they're playing so slow. Like watching these games, it's unbelievably slow paced in how they're operating. They're snapping the ball with 5 to 10 seconds left on the play clock every single snap. Where that worries me is now you're getting out to a situation where the Patriots, a much better defense in this matchup than the Bears were in week 2. And now you're thinking about Green Bay and you're laying that big of a number with that slow pace and you're not getting those extra possessions within a game. We're already seeing this total below 40. That's kind of a losing proposition long term, I think, when you're just needing sort of perfection from the offense to cover this big of a number, considering how slow they play. So that's a really big price tag, but the Packers, I still think, one of the best bet on teams in the NFL.
Okay, very good. Two teams that are playing on Sunday that are each 2-1. I quite frankly don't want to be on either one of these teams, but now we're seeing
where you're going.
Yeah, now we're seeing the Giants up to like 3.5 point favorites today against the Bears. What do you want to do with that matchup?
It's a frustrating week, and part of the reason I don't have a lot of conviction on any bets so far this morning is because there's a number of games this week where there's teams I have circled I really want to bet on, and it's sort of matched up where they're all playing each other. And then there's another handful of games where there's a handful of teams I have circled as bet against, and they're all playing each other. And this is another perfect example. So the Bears, I still think arguably it's between them and Seattle for who the worst team is in the league. This is not a true 2-1 team. They are as big of a fraud team in the NFL as there is. They don't even want to pass the football anymore. And they've benefited from the rain aiding their defense, the wind in week 2, Last week, they were able to run for 300 yards against a very bad defense in Houston. This is a horrible Bears team. But on the flip side, the Giants, still worst in the league for adjusted points scored. They got very lucky in week one to come back to get the two-point conversion. Week two, they had no business being in that game against Carolina. And then yesterday, I know they lose 23-16, but that score could have been a lot worse still. The penalties all night went in the favor of the Giants. The no calls went the way of the Giants. The Cowboys had a couple drives stall inside the 10-yard line. Without Leonard Williams in the middle to stop the run, I think Chicago can probably move the football a little bit. So his injury status is going to be enormous for what the Bears are doing offensively. So watch out for that Wednesday and Thursday. But these are just two very fraudulent 2-1 teams. I would love to bet against both of them, but it's just kind of how the schedule broke down. They happen to be playing each other, so it's a tough one.
You can follow Adam on Twitter. He is at Adam Chernoff. The podcast is called The Simple Handicap, and he does a great job for covers.com as well, doing halftime shows during all the primetime games. We're up against it, but we'll talk more about the coach of the year on Friday when you join us there and maybe talk about some props then, okay?
Let's do it. We'll have a much better card on Friday to talk about with some bets for everyone too. But that coach of the year market, it's a really interesting one, so we'll get to it for sure on Friday.
It really is. Yep. Thanks, pal. We'll talk to
Thanks,
you
guys.
Yep.
Thank you. Good job.
Yep, be good. So, he'll join us usually on Fridays at 8:30 live, 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific time. So more with him coming up then. We will get to in-pocket plays coming up next, what we're betting, and the history of this team hosting top five foes is truly remarkable.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're
right. All right. Good fun yesterday. Got the winner with the Monday night game under 39.5. And you're right. 100 to 1 was in play there with a no touchdown. Is that 6-6 late?
Can you imagine
third
if
quarter?
That cashes?
Cool. No, I can't. Especially considering what a friend had on it as well. I would have liked the 20-1 no score first half.
Yeah,
I
me too.
Find the damn thing. I like the Padres today. Snell, small dog at home against the Dodgers. Big one for the Padres, playing good ball. And Snell has been great for San Diego down the stretch. I lean St. Louis in Milwaukee. I know they're 500 on the road, but they clinched the division with a win today. I'm anti-Hauser here, and I would lean the Cardinals as well with the baseball card. So that's what I'm going with. I also played the Chiefs Sunday night. Who knows if, when, where that game gets played now with what's going on in South Florida.
Good point. Okay, so these plays were talked about yesterday during the show. They were not officially out here in Las Vegas until after we were done, but that was a good one. The primetime isolated games have been really good to us so far in the show. Knock on wood. Hopefully that continues this year. But the combined field goals last night over 3.5. That was a winner. Again, they had 3 combined at halftime with a blocked field goal and a missed field goal. So they combined for, what, 6 last night?
You know what was kooky? We had a 6-6 game late in the third quarter, but we didn't have a scoreless quarter. And we had 41-7 in the Bills game, scoreless quarter.
And we had one?
And he had one in the Minnesota game. Those were big payouts last Monday night.
Yep. Over 4.5 sacks. Cowboys got there on their own.
Yes.
That made a lot of sense. They are the best team at sacking the quarterback and getting pressure on the opposing quarterback so far this entire year. And you saw the Giants' offensive line. This is going to be an issue. I mean, you need to be playing sack props and looking for that whenever they take on good defensive fronts. And because Danny Dimes is running for his life out there, the poor kid. Also, longest field goal, that got there. And then Tony Pollard over rushing and receiving yards. That was another winner. So last night's game was a good one on Monday Night Football.
In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern. BetRivers.com.
Let me throw this at you. Mm-hmm. This was a startling tweet that I saw from Scott Docterman yesterday. He covers the Iowa Hawkeyes. In their last 6 home games against AP top 5 foes, going all the way back to 2008, they defeated number 3 Penn State 24-23. In 2010, they defeated number 5 Michigan State 37-6. In 2016, they beat number 2 Michigan 14-13. In 2017, they lost to number 4 Penn State 21-19, but they came back and beat number 3 Ohio State 55-24. I remember the game. I think they had like 2 or 3 pick sixes. And then last year, that Penn State, they had the quarterback injury, but they defeated number 4 Penn State 23-20. This week, of course, they get number 4 Michigan, and they are huge dogs, the Hawkeyes are. But that is quite the resume when good teams come to town. And I think I saw something last night that Harbaugh, as a coach or a player, he's never won at Iowa.
Really?
Wow. I'll have to double check that, but that was making the rounds on Twitter last night.
All right. Well, it's can't wait to watch it. It's an early game. Good slate this Saturday, but it's hard to get there with this offense. They scored 27 against Rutgers last week, but there were 2 defensive touchdowns.
Did that come in again? Did the defense outscore the offense?
14-13.
It did?
Yeah. 2 defensive touchdowns.
All right, there you go.
So then they had 27 against Nevada, which one of the worst teams in the country. So 27 not doing much. Then they had 7 against Iowa State and 7 against South Dakota State. So, I mean, what's the team? What are they going to score, though? How are they going to? Yeah, yikes. And it feels like it's an ugly, 16-10 type deal, though, too.
Of course it does.
My God.
I was actually hoping that they would go base the total. I knew they weren't going to do this, the opening numbers here. I was hoping they would do it more on Michigan's resume than Iowa's and open it up like high 40s or even like low 50s.
Right. Good call. Right. Because what do you do with Michigan? They hadn't played anybody till Maryland. Then they struggled and didn't cover. And it was nothing but Maryland money.
Sure.
From 20 down to 16, and they win by 1 score. So it's like, what do you want to do with Michigan? That's probably overrated, much like USC. It's great that USC's back, but this cannot continue with the turnover.
No, and it won't.
No.
No, so that's the thing, right? Based on the one good team that they've played to date, Michigan, it wasn't easy for that team, and they could not cover. Now you go back-to-back on the road, that's been a house of horrors, and we just ran down the entire resume here. 10.5 points, it's a lot, it's a big number. And with a total of 42, a low total like that, and the team's laying 10.5 points on the road where they... if we're coming back here on Monday and Iowa wins just the ugliest game of the year and it's 17-12, something like that, I won't be surprised for a second. Can't be.
Yeah.
Although I don't want it to happen because I want more juice with the Michigan-Ohio State game when they play later on in the year.
Yeah.
So
a lot of intrigue in the Big Ten. There's Minnesota team too, which is dangerous.
Are they not, like, at this point, clearly the best team on that side of the Big Ten? Who's good?
Right.
Matt Eumanns wanted to bring this up earlier in the show. We didn't have time. He said what I brought up 2-3 weeks ago. It's time for a change in Wisconsin.
Yep.
I mean, they're still running the same old crap. You need an entire overhaul. Yep. You can't do this anymore. You got to catch up with the times.
Yep, I'm totally with you. Sal Powell's on tomorrow. We'll obviously talk the Peterson Bowl. I want to ask him, too, about the Bills. They're 0-7 in one-score games last 2 years. They cannot win a close game, if he's concerned about that.
Now, that's funky.
Yep, and Mike Palm's on the show, and no hyperbole is going to be kick-ass what he's going to do. He's going to go after a couple coaches, and it's going to be great.
Hey.
Looking forward to that. Now, more with NBA Media Day yesterday. Do you? If I put this up, guys? How many people know who that is? If you put this up from Heat Media Day, how many people would know that? Right?
I'm telling you, Paul, that it doesn't look like Jimmy Butler's face.
No. It doesn't look anything like Jimmy Butler now that he has dreads and he has hair now. And he's added.
That's not him. This has to be a joke.
That's Jimmy Butler.
Look at his face. Is that Jimmy Butler's face?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
That's a different human being.
That is
not Jimmy Butler.
The hair changes the face.
But the face is covered
up by the hair. But if you move it a little bit, you see Jimmy there too. But someone tweeted out all the pictures of Media Day of Jimmy Butler. And it's like, well, who is this guy? He shows up and he's got all this hair. And what he added. And it's also, what's that going to be like to play with? We got to worry about that now. I mean, it's in his face.
Can you grow that long of hair in this short amount of time?
No, he had it added in. He added the dreads or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Robert Smith did
all
it
of
one
it's
year.
Fake.
One year he did it in Minnesota. I go, who is that? Who is that? Oh, it's Robert Smith.
No, he's not going to play basketball.
The guy showed up like Milli Vanilli one year. I'm like, you don't think it'll happen?
No, I don't think so. I don't even think it's him, to be honest. I don't think it looks like him at all.
I don't think it's him. No. Oh, it's crazy.
It's like if James Harden never shaved his beard, would anybody in the world recognize him?
No.
There's no way you would.
No. Go to Panera Bread. You have no idea who he is. He's in line getting bread. You have no clue. Absolutely. This is good. Mm. So, fun show coming up again tomorrow. I'm telling you, you got to be worried about Judge.
I was just going to say, watch him hit one tonight.
Yeah, you could, yeah.
I mean, it's Berríos that he's getting.
Well, if it doesn't happen tonight, then you'll have one more game of that series, and then it's Baltimore at home. So he's only got three more home games, and then they go to Texas for four.
I can't even imagine the disappointment for him and the Yankees fans if he can't do this.
Can you imagine?
I feel bad for him if it doesn't happen.
Yeah. But you know, Boone's right. I mean, number one, it's hard to do. Two, all the pressure. Three, they're pitching around him finally.
I
can't get over only 18 intentional walks.
Yeah, how about this? How about you don't bat him leadoff tonight?
Yeah.
Bat him second or third in the lineup. See how they operate then. Because it's a big game for the Blue Jays. They need these games for home field in the first round.
Did you see Peter King? Did you read Peter King?
I did not yet.
He thinks he'll do it Saturday. Like, oh, God, it was convo. But if he does it Saturday, it'd be what? Marist hit 61 years ago. He hit his 61st. It was bizarre, the Peter King tweet that he had.
Oh, it'll tie in.
Everything will tie in if Judge does it Saturday.
All right. It is time now for the pro tip of the hour. They're done every hour and available for subscribers only at vsin.com. What is the pro tip of this hour?
Survivor.
There you go, Paulie.
Yes.
It's your pro tip.
I don't listen. Who's to say this thing, how long this goes? And you've seen how many injuries already? If you use the Packers, if you have them, if you have the Eagles, use them. You don't know what's going to happen later in the season. Don't be afraid to bet these teams and to use them in Survivor, rather select these teams in Survivor, because this could come back to bite you.
Rather than waiting.
Put them in your pocket because there might be a key injury or suddenly your plan gets blown up.
Yeah.
And goes up in smoke because of all these key injuries. Look what happened with the Herbert, with the Chargers last week.
That was a pro tip of the hour. You get one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Good luck tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.